People who are familiar with goats will tell you that they are strongly associated with courage, resilience, and tenacity. Families of goats are almost always close-knit, social, and very supportive of one another. So what do goat families have to do with Washington State's Henderson family? Ralph Squillace, KK6ITB, is here to explain it in our final story for the week.
In early January, 14-year-old Niels Henderson became the youngest mountain goat in the U.S. in the Summits on the Air Awards scheme. He did it barely 1 month after his 16-year-old brother, Soren, KK7UKE, set the same record on a snowy summit this past Christmas Day. Their mother, Corinne, KK7ULL, was the first in the family to ascend to mountain goat heights. She achieved that status this past October after 13 months of steady SOTA activations. With 1,000 points needed to classify a SOTA activator as a mountain goat, that means a total of 3,000 points between proud mom and her two sons. Corinne told Newsline that the family decided in 2024 that amateur radio would be great to have along on their adventures as avid hikers. And so they went for it, joining her husband Jason, KC7EPG, who has been licensed since his teens. Jason had convinced them that amateur radio would add another measure of security when they were hiking in areas with poor cell service. Then, members of their ham radio club suggested that the family start activating summits. She and Jason were hooked. Corinne said that work commitments recently slowed Jason's climb to join his goat family at the top, but he's getting there. With Jason needing only 80 more points, she said that before too long, quote, "We'll be our own little SOTA mountain goat herd," end quote. No doubt the Hendersons will be one herd who's definitely being heard. This is Ralph Squillace, KK6ITB.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in just a moment.
About the snowman.
You sound real good.
Are you ready to write a ham radio haiku? Well, it's easy, even if you've never written a single line of poetry in your life. Visit our website at arnewsline.org, and as you compose your ode to your favorite on-the-air activity, we will help you use the correct number of syllables to make an authentic haiku.